This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Bob Veal going in five. Bob Veal, last year you, well, this is the most amazing thing. Not a regular with the Pittsburgh Pirates. I know they expect much of you here in 63, but last year you almost pitched a perfect game. Now, you went eight innings plus, right?
Right. That is so true, Cliff.
When did you first realize that you were just knocking on the door of that perfect game?
From the beginning. Well, I had quite a good start. I got off to a good start, and I kept in tact with the game throughout. So there really wasn't any certain time that I realized I had a no-hitter going.
How about the fanciful tales that one hears, that when there's a possibility of a pitcher enjoying a no-hitter, that the other fellows on the team don't mention it to him? What was your experience?
Well, my experience was about the same. Everyone was kind of quiet, but however I knew, and every now and then you hear a giggle about it or a slight whisper about it, but I was aware of it from the very beginning. And therefore, whether they knew or I knew, it didn't really matter, just since, well, as then, I didn't get it anyway, so.
Well, you were pitching a no-hitter into the ninth inning, right?
Well, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the ninth inning.
Well, I guess you can say it was a mistake. I threw a curveball to one of the younger guys that just had came up, Blackerby, and he looped it out of the infield for a first base hit. However, I wouldn't consider it a perfect game because I had walked a guy prior to then.
Well, not perfect, but no hitter,
right.
Which certainly is good enough.
That is true. And I really experienced a wonderful feat in just settling for a two-hitter, being my first year in the majors. And I think every youngster coming up would like to achieve something outstanding. However, many of us don't get a chance to.
Well, how many achieve a no-hitter throughout their entire career? This isn't anything, sure, you can wish for it, but you don't get it that way. You really have to go out and just not give any hits over nine innings, which never is easy. Who is the best pitcher that you ever saw?
Well, I have quite a few admirers. Lefty Grove, he is one particular gentleman which I admire.
Did you ever see him pitch?
No, I never did, but I have read upon him. And several others, which I like and admire.
Well, do you admire Lefty Grove because he was a fastball pitcher and because he was a left-hander, and you're also a left-hander?
Right. That is one of the reasons also, because he was a... Well, he challenged practically every hitter that he faced. And I like Bob Feller also, even though he and I are probably in the same category. By walking guys, I think right now he holds the major league record for walk per season. However, a guy throws as hard as Feller and a number of others, they are going to walk their share. However, they are going to get their share out. And I think the only way to really find out what a person is really worth is just let him go about doing his work. That's the way he knows how.
Of course, in the major leagues, the element of risk is so great that as soon as a fellow makes a mistake, they try not to let him compound that mistake,
right,
and yank him. But you've been a fastball and a strikeout pitcher from your first year in professional baseball in 1958. Your second year, 1959, you pitched for Wilson, the Carolina League, and you struck out 187 to lead that league. And then we skipped 2 years and playing fast the ball, now AAA ball with Columbus in 1961. Again, you led the league with 208. Last year, Columbus, 179. Of course, you were not there a full year. If you could put your finger on the thing that means most to you, what would you like to accomplish most in baseball?
Well, I like to, at least we would like to get in our 5 years in the majors.
So you mean for the pension?
Right. That's a good thing, and I would like to be a consistent winner, more so than anything. As you go over the the statistics.
Yeah.
Right. You will find that over a period of time that I have accomplished a strikeout per inning, and that couldn't be too detrimental towards one's career over a period of years. I think I average a strikeout per inning. That's something that many pitchers can't give credit for.
Well, let me ask you something entirely different area, Bob Veal. You attended St. Benedict's College. You are not graduated. Now, how near are you to a degree?
Approximately 6 to 8 hours, I think a quarter.
And you majored in physical ed, was it?
Right. I was had ambition to go into physical therapy, and I still have that ambition. However, playing baseball has slowed it down a little bit, but in the near future, I think I'll get back to it.
Well, here's wishing you all good luck in the major leagues, Bob Veal. Here's wishing you all good luck in whatever career you pursue. This is Cliff Evans at Fort Myers, Florida, the spring training camp of the Pittsburgh Pirates.